You know.
WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, let me make sure I got the right clip.
Ratatouille.
The creators of Finding Nemo, Cars, and The Incredibles invite you to meet the greatest chef in Paris. No, not him. Him.
No! Don't just work it down.
Let's... Disney Pixar's Ratatouille. Rated G. Sneak preview Saturday night.
The main man.
Yeah. Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
I believe what you're going to hear now is the beginning of the sellout of our friend Patton Oswalt, because not only has he decided to suck on the Disney teen, he's the man in Ratatouille.
Yeah. He's the sea of the Ratatouille.
Ratatouille, when they say Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. I like your name better.
Anyway, here he is, the very great Patton Oswalt. Yeah. Hey, Patton.
Hey, guys.
And Patton is so big time now, he's speaking to us as he waits to taxi, leaving California to go do some press for his movie.
Actually, I'm speaking to you in the first-class cabin of a plane that's ready to taxi.
Patton, you know the next step. You got to get on that private Disney jet.
I know. Well, you know what? I think I have to get Disney to change their ratitude.
Oh, no. Oh, the sellout is complete.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
You know, Patton, we feel great for you that you got this gig, but you're working for Disney, and... You know, I hate to just to take a leak on your parade, but didn't Stan Lee just sell all of his great intellectual property to Disney?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
You didn't hear?
That's actually, I mean, that's exciting. Maybe they'll do something good with it and not do another Stripperella. I mean, I love Stan Lee's legacy, but his ideas nowadays are a little...
And Patton, we should mention, is a collector. He is a comic book aficionado.
Yeah. He sure is. So what's it like working for Disney? Hey, did they drug test you?
You know what? Actually, no drug testing. And in fact, they I've never taken out to get drunk that many times in my career.
Oh, so they party?
Just for like to research the movie, they would always take me to these restaurants. We went to the French Laundry in Yountville, me and Brad Bird, and had like this crazy 35 course meal with wine pairings. We were like, you know, Bukowski drunk.
You know, the trailer for this movie, and because when I have a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old, and when you have kids that age, you see all these things and you get a little burned on them. But this trailer, this movie, seriously looks like it's going to be a great Pixar movie. Really, really fantastic.
Guys, I've seen it twice now, and I screened it last week in Austin, Texas, at the Alamo Draft House. The audience is like little tiny kids and then jaded internet hipsters, and they all equally loved it.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, this won't be like one of those movies you got to take your kids to and then put your iPod on and just go, oh, man. You know?
Okay,
like,
good.
This is actually really good.
Patton, are you the main rat in the movie?
I'm the main rat.
You're the chef, right? So you're the star of the movie.
You know, people say that. I would say that it's a Pixar animation that's the star of the movie. When you see, I mean, it's amazing because I'll watch it and I'll go, hey, I'm an amazing actor. And then I go, wait a minute, I'm not saying anything. This is just the animators are moving the rat around and the way they make them act. And I have to keep checking myself and going, I have nothing to do with this.
Now, I've got a question about when you're doing the voiceovers, because it's got a lot of famous people in it, right? But you are... You probably have the most dialogue because you are the lead rat in the in the movie. And does the pay scale reflect that, or are they whoring you out a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, the Disney guys were like, we can either give you $1,000 right now, or we'll give you like 5% of the movie. I'm like, guys, this is not my first time at the rodeo. You put that $1,000 in my hand right now. I don't know a lot about Pixar. I don't know if those movies made money. They're cartoons. They're clearly trying to jibby something.
Trying to jibby.
You got your grand. Way to go, Pat.
Do you think
I got my $1,000, and then after agent fees and taxes, I almost had enough to buy an iPod. So I did pretty good.
Good for you.
Do you think that they hoard you as bad as they hoard Albert Brooks when he was Nemo?
Yeah. They were trying to do the old, you know, that George Lucas Star Wars trick of, you know, we'll give you money now or you can get you know, some of the merchandising. And luckily, Mark Hamill was like, no way if you give me that money right now.
Pat, who are some of the other lesser-known celebrities in this movie? Who are some of the lesser-known celebrities?
You're the big star. Who are some of the other voices?
Oh, my God. I'm the least famous person in this movie. You have, like, Janine Garofalo and Brad Garrett and Peter O'Toole, for God's sake.
Oh, wow.
It's so... He plays this evil food critic, and there's a scene where he has a line that goes, "How can this restaurant be popular?" And the way he said popular, I was at the Pixar Studios. They had just gotten the audio back from London, and all the animators, they were treating that audio like the Glengarry leads, like whoever did the best work that they got to animate that word popular. They were so happy.
That's cool.
Did you ever think that eventually you'd end up, and you know you will end up this way, as some little toy with your voice, as some little dirty, smelling like a diaper kid is going to pick up and squeeze, and it's going to be your voice going like, "Hi, Johnny, I'm the rat."
I know. In like a few months, like little kids and then weird serial killers are going to be hugging that toy, you know, to their chest.
You've got it. You have to have done animation before, right? Has your voice been animated before?
Yeah, I've done a lot of TV animation.
Yeah, I thought you did. That's right.
Kim Possible and Aqua Teen Hunger Force and SpongeBob SquarePants, stuff like that. But this is a whole different leap. Like, this is crazy.
Hey, I dare you to take a dump on the beverage cart right now. I totally double dog dare you. Do it. Do it. Do something outrageous.
You know what I like? What I like to do now that I'm flying first class, I like to sprawl out and look as comfortable as I can while the coach passengers walk past me. That's an incentive for them because it fills them with hatred and it makes them work harder. Uh-huh. No one hates. Like, it's a service I'm doing.
Hey, Patton, here's a pet peeve that I have that I hate. Would you just take off your shoes and start rubbing your feet as people are walking by? My God, that pisses me off. You go by some guy in first class, and he is just working out a knot in the ball of his foot.
Now, Rob was telling us, you're going everywhere, right? You've got a pretty insane schedule coming up.
It's going to be until the premiere next Friday. It's going to be nonstop from today, like literally the day of. I'm doing press right up until I go to the actual screening.
That's good, but that's fun. I mean, this movie, I'm excited for you. This is really terrific.
What's the biggest press you're going to do? Are you going to do Regis and Kelly Lee?
Am I going to do I think the biggest one I'm going to do, I'll probably, actually, this is it right here. This is the biggest thing I've ever done.
This is this interview, right?
Nah, come on.
I'm not that big of a star. I mean, I'll do a lot of, like, Entertainment Tonight, and the New York Times did a thing, and USA Today did a thing. And so there's some stuff coming out, and the Entertainment Weekly. I mean, everyone who's seen this movie has loved it. I mean, they've been so gobsmacked whenever I've talked to them, you know, these interviewers, because I think that a lot of these guys, they got to review movies all summer, and I think this summer, and I mean, I'm sure Spider-Man and Fantastic Four, those are a lot of fun, but this movie is so, it's Brad Bird, it's so completely original from the ground up that they're just so happy to get to see something like this.
It's amazing what they do. As far as your career, would this be, I mean, this is a big deal for you, isn't it?
Like a dream come true. I'm like, no, because I never would have dreamed this. Like, this is, I mean, being in a Pixar movie directed by Brad Bird, that's ridiculous. That's like going, yeah, the Beatles and Zeppelin have formed a band. They want you to be the lead singer. Like, what? Like, it's just so beyond what I could imagine I would have done.
How long does it take to, from start to finish, when you start your part and the movie comes out? I mean, how long has it been? How long has the process been?
It took me about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Shoe Bomber says what?
Did they give you a drink yet?
Actually, there were some days I would come in and it was clear that I'd been out the night before. Like, when I would come in and tell Brad, it's like, "What did you do last night?" I'm like, "I was out with David Cross." He goes, "Oh, your voice is going to be shot. You know, let's give you some hot tea."
You met on the plane, right?
Yeah, I met on the plane. Yeah, did they give you a drink on the plane yet?
No, I haven't got a drink on the plane, you know, though. Does Airborne dissolve in scotch? Because I'm going to try that. I think that would really work.
I think that's a great idea, mixing the alcohol with that with the Airborne cold preventative. I think it's a good idea.
I always try to bring a snifter on the plane with me and just have a snifter brandy as the coach passengers walk by. And I hire Lenny Kravitz to sit next to me and do an acoustic song. So I really, like, rub it in their faces.
Have you spoken to your family yet, to your immediate family, the people that mean the most to you? Because this is probably the hugest thing. I mean, you're the man. You're Tom Hanks. You're Woody. You are. Come on, you're Paul Newman, and then that Cars movie. What does your family think about this? You're finally you're legit.
Yeah, now they can even up to this point they're always like, you know, I guess 4 years of college and now you're, you know, telling fart jokes to drunks. That's what you want to do? Okay, great. But now I'm like, I'm flying them out next week for the premiere, and so they're very excited.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Stand up right now and tell them that plane is going to Bora Bora, baby.
I'm the man.
I'm Ratatouille, goddammit.
Ratatouille.
I'm Ratatouille.
Give me the controls. Yeah, that'll be me in Us Weekly in a month. Drunken Pixar star.
What announcements are they making right now, Patton?
They haven't started the announcements yet, although the stewardess is kind of giving me this look like I'm going to have to get off the phone in a couple seconds.
Is that Is that a man stewardess?
It's a very mannish-looking lady.
Okay. Mannish-looking lady.
Well, listen, seriously, good luck. This is a huge, huge break for you, Patton.
Can't wait to see the movie. We're very excited for you.
Well, I should be back in town in July when I have an album coming out July 10th, so I'll definitely drop by and we'll
talk. Oh, great. Good
All right, stuff. Big time. Come on by. We're glad. We are super glad for your success.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks.
Patton, good luck.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, that's a challenge to be, you know, when you're in that pre-flight
Absolutely,
thing to
yeah.
talk to us. You can tell that's why he was speaking quietly. You know, you can't get on there and do it as usual. Do you know who I am?
Hello.
I had no idea until today, till I came in here today.
Oh, that he was the man?
No, and I remember looking at the trailer, I swear to God, and saying, finally, one of these animated ones that looks so goddamn funny that you know, because they really all tend to run together. Mm-hmm. I do, and this is not because of Patton. I do seriously believe this is going to be one of the better ones that's ever come out. This is going to be up there with, you know, when Toy Story came out the first time, that's the first one where adults could dig it too, and yeah. And this looks the same way. It really does. It looks great.
Well, good luck to Patton. He's a great guy, good friend of ours, good friend of the show, so go see the movie Blah Blah Blah, and oh yes, there is a special sneak preview this weekend so everyone can see it.
Cool. Goody!
Now, also this weekend, I know you've been bombarded with this. Dads and grads.
Oh, my God.
Here it comes.
You know, if it's not someone on TV with barbecue tongs, then it's the latest little GPS unit for dad's belt.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the thing that washes his golf ball on the course.
Don't forget a pedometer. Those are big. Get dad a pedometer. You know, and here's this is the sales pitch of that. You want, if you love your dad, you want him to be around a long time. So when he's, you know, going up that flight of stairs, make sure his fat ass has a pedometer on.
And unlike a lot of the gifts that you see for Mother's Day, where it's all the jewelry, it's like starting at $199, starting at $299. For Father's Day, I saw an ad today for a legit store, Macy's.
Yeah.
Not a cheap store.
Right.
They said, for dad, necktie, $27.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Polo shirt, $9.
Affordable.
Yeah.
Shorts.
Right.
$10.50.
That's the way that we've been conditioned. It's okay to do dad on the cheap. It doesn't really, really matter. You had a story yesterday, Buzz, about the discrepancy between Mother's Day and Father's
Recently,
Day.
Recently, I think it's $18 billion a year for Mother's Day and $3 billion a year for Father's
it's
Day.
It's amazing.
Right. Dwarfed.
This is where we are going to have the rubber meet the road.
Joy to the world, a father's born. Let me receive great gifts.
But it ain't going to happen.
Thank you, Homer. So, what we're going to try to do here with the next segment, maybe two, play a game, but it's unlike...
And my brother too.
What is this?
And the groovy way we get along.
Slightest little thing goes wrong. Mom starts to sing this familiar song.
Wait till your father gets, until your father gets, wait till your father gets home.
That's painful.
That's great.
I love the film. Boy, I wonder who came up with that one. Who found that?
Me too. He told me for sure. Listen, I'm guilty. I didn't listen to it. I said, what is this? He said, you'll know it as soon as you hear it.
High fidelity. And what is that from?
From the show Wait Till Your Father Gets Home.
Right.
Don't remember that.
I don't
either, really.
It was on Super TV.
Late at night.
Anyway, we've got some kind of theme music.
Uh-huh.
I'm
me see what's the next one he's got.
What else? Instrumental. Wait till your father gets home. A Quinn Martin.
Rob Spiewak production.
A Rob Spiewak production.
All right, well, screw the music. Here's what I'm trying to look for. Your true Father's Day fantasy.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Now, this contest is for brave fathers only.
Mm-hmm.
You call us up at 877-365-3636, and you describe very seriously, and I'm not going to throw any examples out, your wildest Father's Day fantasy.
What would make your Father's Day the best ever?
And really, let's imagine for a moment that we're talking just among friends.
Yeah. Where this type of Father's Day would be the one you could enjoy without any fear of retribution.
What do you really want?
What do you really, I mean, if you could have anything you want, is that what it is? If you could have anything you wanted for Father's Day.
What would make the perfect Father's Day?
And not necessarily just gifts.
Right.
The day, the whole day. What would make the day, and it does involve gifts, what would make, you know, the day perfect?
Make you happy.
Again, from beginning to end, and please, as specific with as many details as possible.
Come and join us in our locker room. We'd like to hear what you have to say.
And when we finally get that man on the phone with the courage to describe his ultimate fantasy Father's Day.
Uh-huh. To his wife.
He shall tell her this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He shall speak it.
And then he shall receive $500.
Yes. And it might not make his fantasy Father's Day come true, but, you know, his wife will know what he really wants, and maybe that'll be productive too. I think in the right circumstances, it could be a win-win.
Now.
But I doubt it.
Well, you'd have to be slick for it to be a win-win.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because you got to tell her the way you tell us.
Because we are really looking for men to be as brutally honest as they can.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, well, see, I don't want to throw it out there.
Right. No, you don't. No, I think that we're going to rely on the creative thinking. And really, what would be the greatest one, the greatest Father's Day?
You know what we're thinking, right?
I have one that comes to mind.
I've got five or six.
We all do.
Mine's very unique. I don't think anybody'd be able to duplicate mine.
Let me just ask you this. Is yours horrific or erotic?
Neither.
Wow.
Hmm.
It's financial.
Okay. Okay.
It would involve an early morning phone call on Father's Day.
I get psyche jokes, Dr. Freud.
Mm-hmm.
I get them.
We would receive an early morning phone call.
Gotcha.
Happy Father's Day. You're done. That's it.
Yeah. Not alone, brother.
And then
Mike likes dreaming.
Oh, that's a fantasy.
Because dreaming can make him mine.
Yes. All over.
No.
Fantastic.
I'm thinking more about the guy that's not looking at that alimony in the rearview mirror.
You're looking at people. In fact, really, this game is not for people like me.
No.
This is for fathers that are still married.
Yeah, right. Guys that are, you know, unhappily married, mm-hmm. but like most of us are or have been.
Right.
You know, you're with her. You're with your kids. It's a given that you love them and that you would give your life for them.
Of course.
Having said that,
as
a palate cleanser.
Yeah, the fantasy might include something like, you know, well, first of all, she takes everybody with her when she's leaving in the morning.
You know, and you know, maybe, I don't know.
Gosh. Then there's a ring at the bell. I don't want to give it away either.
Yeah,
I really
don't.
She's
ironing a shirt, and there's an accident involving the hot iron.
Absolutely.
You know, and then just they got to go to the emergency room. And by the time you get there, you know, I mean, there's just as hot as balls nurse that's working there.
Yeah. This has to, you know, we're relying on some quality storytelling here.
What we're really looking for is guys, and I know this sounds like a radio cliche, but we really mean it. Guys who are willing in this public forum to talk like guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Mike and I have done it over the years.
We have.
We've talked about.
Would you like me to talk about my one of my marriages where I talked about the Thanksgiving fantasy? I know you want me to do that. There was one particular time where I told Don about a Thanksgiving fantasy I had where.
This was not on the radio.
Right.
Everyone was dead except for me at the Thanksgiving table.
Yes.
It was the family of wife number one, And I had a big turkey and all the fixings that I made myself.
Yeah.
And they were all, you know, rigor mortis had set in, and all the corpses were in the were in the chairs. And I, you know, I would sit there eating all of the turkey myself, but I'd make plates for everybody.
That's nice.
And I'd have the same kind of communication
uh-huh.
that that you would have with a,
you'd
you know, excuse me, do you want more turkey? You know, do you want more turkey, Rita? And then there would be no answer.
It was the best Thanksgiving ever.
And I'd say things to them like, "You don't know what you're missing." And that was
go into great detail. Mike sitting there with these rotting corpses, and how you would dress them up.
Dress them up. We'd all be dressed up. It'd be fantastic.
Oh my God!
I said,
I'm laughing so much. I'm
and
crying.
It would just be me. I would be the only living person at the table, but I'd be saying things like, "Who wants dessert?"
Yeah. Mike would lay this on me when we're playing a record. We'd come back from the record. It was back in the day. You couldn't talk about that on the
air. Couldn't do that. Still can't, probably.
We would just allude to the fact we'd say, Mike's talking about having Thanksgiving with his family.
Yeah, yeah, with the other family.
I get such a clear picture of you throwing the mashed potatoes down a big spoonful. More yeah. potatoes?
Sure.
Wham!
Yeah, and then it would just kind of run off the face.
And part of it,
ooh, missed you.
And part of it was always Mike was wearing a smoking jacket and an ascot.
Of course.
We'd come downstairs like with a candelabra in his hand. And
right.
Go, who's ready for a great Thanksgiving?
And they'd all be there like, you know, imagine the original Psycho, you know, with the woman
yeah,
in the
right.
chair. And they'd all be kind of sitting there. And this would be every Thanksgiving, year after year, all the holiday meals, you know.
Hold on, that was part of it because you would leave them in the same room.
Same room and just change the outfits. And,
same time next year.
Same time next year they'd be there and it would be just me. And I would, you know, I'd be in a fabulous mood just going, I'm
sure.
starving. I am so hungry. Cranberry sauce, please pass the, you know, I'd say things like, please pass the cranberry sauce. Okay, be that way, you know. And I'd pull the cranberry sauce and like a hand would pull off, you know.
Set the
it would
table
be,
now.
Yeah. It was just a see, that wasn't a Father's Day fantasy. It was a little Thanksgiving fantasy
right.
that I had.
It could work on Father's Day.
It could work on any holiday.
Everybody's
right.
different.
Right. Absolutely.
Guys, if you've got the balls to let us know what your true Father's Day fantasy is, what would make it the best goddamn day for you in the world?
We know we've got creative people in our
listening audience. With no holds barred, let's see what's happening between those years at 877-365-3636.
Good luck.
Our leader right now is a boy from Connecticut named Mike. He called in and told us some awful stories about how he would think about his in-laws.
Hey, don't hog the stuffing. Can you hear me? You can you? That's okay. I'll walk over to that side of the table and get it.
You would go into such detail. You'd be like, he'd open his mouth to put peas in, and it would come out through his ribs.
Yeah. Because I'd be feeding them, of
sure.
course. You know,
well, that's...
Oh, you must try this.
Yeah.
You must try this cream corn. Well, that's pretty rude. Look at that.
Yeah.
You got it all over your shirt. From the inside.
A joyous holiday.
Oh,
oh God.
What is that smell? I'm not enjoying this dinner like I should. Smells like something died in here. You know, I'm just kidding. And then I elbow one of them and the arm falls up.
Yeah.
That is my Thanksgiving fantasy. Oh, boy.
It's as good as it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was
God
the
damn. Oh,
sunnier
man.
Days.
Oh, good times.
Oh, good times had by all.
All right, we'll take your calls here for Father's Day.
Okay? Yay! The Father's Day fantasy call.
Fantasy. When we come right back.
Joy to the world, a father's born. Let me receive great gifts.
Yes, right. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look at that. You got it all over your...